It's fascinating, isn't it? We often find ourselves constantly chasing more pleasure, whether it's through food, sex, drugs, alcohol, or indulging our senses in things that make us feel good. We tend to believe that the more pleasure we experience, the happier we'll be. And at the same time, we want longer lives because we think more time means more opportunities to enjoy these pleasures. But here's the paradox. The more we indulge in these desires, the quicker our bodies wear out. The very things we turn to for pleasure, the things we think will bring us happiness, are actually shortening our lives. We end up exhausted, stressed, and disconnected from something deeper, leaving us chasing even more to try to fill the void. If you think about it, the body is a chemical machine. And it's fascinating how science supports this understanding. Studies on DMT, a naturally occurring chemical in the brain, show that when we detach from the body, such as during deep meditation or near-death experiences, our brain releases DMT, giving us profound spiritual or mystical experiences. This release happens when we are not attached to the physical, proving that real transcendence comes from letting go of the body's constant demands, not from indulging them. The problem here lies in our craving for pleasure, believing it will make us feel more alive. Yet, think about it, yet overindulgence in the senses taxes the body's chemical system, wearing it down. When we constantly seek pleasure through the body, we deplete the energy that sustains us. Instead of gaining more from life, we end up taking more from our life force. This is the paradox we face. We want more pleasure and more time to enjoy it, but the path of indulgence leads to the opposite, a shorter life and more suffering. Overindulgence causes our bodies to break down, and the spiritual fulfillment we seek becomes even harder to grasp. As this quote from Sagar Murli, September 9, 2024 states, "In the Golden Age, there are fewer births with longer lifespans. In the Iron Age, there are more lives, more births, and shorter lifespans. There you are yogis, whereas here you are bogies, those who indulge in sensual pleasures." It's ironic, isn't it? The more we seek out pleasure from the body, the more we exhaust it. A desire for more pleasure and a longer life stems from the same place, a craving to maximize our experience. But the truth is, the only way to truly live a fulfilling long life is to live like a yogi, by finding balance and detachment. In the Golden Age, people live longer because they have joyous lives. They aren't ruled by their desires. They deeply know that real fulfillment comes from purity and harmony, not from constantly indulging the senses. If we want to live long, fulfilling lives, the secret isn't in seeking more pleasure, it's in stepping back, finding balance, and practicing detachment, especially detachment from the body and the senses of the body, and becoming aware of ourselves as souls, not just bodies chasing temporary satisfaction. When we recognize ourselves as souls, eternal luminous beings, we shift our focus from momentary pleasure to something deeper. That's when we open ourselves to true joy, one that nourishes us to the core, brings peace, and naturally extends our lives. In the end, it's not the body's indulgence that brings happiness. It's the soul being in the body and balancing. The soul lives a balanced life alongside with awakening who we are, that I am a soul. That's what brings me happiness. When my third eye opens, when I know who I am, and I'm deeply connected to the divine source. Om Shanti, I am peace.